Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are live. What's up?
Hello.
Episode 78. Kramer and Jess Uncensored. We look great, by the way, on our YouTube show today. If any days to listen to the YouTube show, if you're listening today. Because damn it, we look good. In case you're new to our podcast or YouTube show, Jess, what is this?
This would be like close friends on Instagram. So just, you know, not everything you'd probably be posting or broadcasting about publicly. Just stuff that you probably talk shit about to your friends in the group chat.
Yep.
That's what this is.
Yep. And nothing that we can say on here can be used against us. That should be a new rule as well. Don't you think that's fair? Like, if we're going to spill our guts, then like you can never use this against us.
Yeah, don't. I'm
right?
Just gonna deny it. Do you hear the phone ringing in here?
Why is it ringing?
I don't know either.
I don't
disrespect.
It's not even ringing over here. Like, it's not coming through.
Should
the system.
Okay.
Sure, see who it is. Thank you for being here. Sorry we're a day off, by the way. We typically do this on Wednesdays. It's not even the right time. We're like an hour late. It's been a hell of a week over here. In case you don't know, we also have a YouTube show that you can hop on. And we look
they
good today.
They're looking for someone.
Who was it like? Just
not someone here.
Oh. We have a YouTube show as well that you can watch.
That's so
just
ridiculous.
Subscribe, because then you can kind of find out with our wildly abnormal schedule this week.
Yeah.
What's going on. But hello, Adrian. Hello,
hey,
Megan.
Hey.
Hello, Queen Pam.
Hi.
Thanks for hopping on the YouTube show. It's always fun because you guys can interact over there. We have got quite the tea to spill today.
Yeah. The podcast theme today is tea.
And it all has to do with our coworkers. So, again, anything that we say or do. Hi, Rosa. Hi. Thanks for hopping on as well.
So, this is the last time you hear us. It's because we got...
Well, it's like, it's contract season, right? So, it's contract season for us. So, like, this is not the best time to be doing this. But, again, if we preface with, you can't use it against us, then I feel like you have... That's like an unofficial broadcasting, podcasting rule.
And at least in my situation, I'm not talking shit if someone did something to me. So, if you do something to me and you get mad that I talk about it, what do I do for a living? I talk about it. So
boom. Was that an issue recently with you?
What do you mean?
I just saw that you posted a TikTok, and usually Jess posts TikToks to passively aggressively address her feelings.
Oh, really?
Jess posted a TikTok the other day. It was like, you know, that's you, but I'm going to turn up.
Oh, no. But that wasn't towards
anyone. And the quote
was
like,
I just felt that. That was more of like, I mean, I have felt that before. My TikTok was basically about like people, it's like a trend of someone telling you not to do something and then you do it anyways.
Yeah.
And so my thing was like people telling me you shouldn't share your personal life on the radio or that I share too much on the radio. And when I heard that sound, that thought immediately popped into my head because that's something that I've gone through before.
I always wonder if we share too much.
No, we totally do.
Should we share less, you think?
I don't think we can, even if we want to. Because I was thinking about it. I was like, I don't even, like, I can't.
It's like not possible. It's not how we're operated. But it gets us in trouble all the time.
You want to have a sweet moment real quick, though? Because I've been thinking about
You know what? I'd love to have a sweet moment. Let's take now a 30-second sweet moment with our friend, Jess. Jess, everybody. I knew we'd use it soon enough.
So I was thinking, like, this isn't a sweet moment music.
What, I don't... You want, like, love? I don't really know what
kind
of sweet...
Love.
What kind of sweet is that? What are we going with here?
I just wish we had, like Dreams by the Cranberries, but that's fine. Whatever. I'm not feeling this either.
Oh my God. Just tell the damn news.
Okay.
just go. I'm I'm already over this. No more time schedule today.
No, the reason that I was like thinking about this recently, because we just have like a lot of radio shit going on behind the scenes, whatever. No, that's super vague. But along the topic of sharing a lot, I don't know any other way, because that's just what I like to do. And I'm thankful that I've always been in a space to see someone to do that. And that's you. Because I was thinking,
that's the first nice thing you've said to me in 78 episodes, I think.
So we like have been having meetings, blase, blase, or whatever. And our show, you know, it's really just kind of a gaslighting of our lives. And we really, it's dangerous for us, you know. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had personally, whatever. But you, I was just thinking about it, like all the times, like you just talked about a bunch of shit. So that's all I've known. So I don't think what I'm doing is wrong, or I don't feel uncomfortable about what I'm doing, because you just created that, like the standard. So to me, I can't hold back. I can't. There's nothing. I don't have a filter.
Okay, that's very nice. Thank you.
You know,
to be looked up as a mentor. I appreciate that.
Yeah, because not a lot of people do that. Not a lot of people, honestly, authentically.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah. And here's the yes. Thank you. I pride myself in trying to be as authentic as humanly possible, or at least using my personal life as a way to make other people feel not so alone.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
But look at my personal life.
Yeah. That, okay. Yes. No, that, but also I think it's
professionally,
just,
I'm okay. Personally though, it comes mm-hmm. with so much drama,
but you could not hold back even if you tried though.
No.
That's the thing.
No.
Neither can I.
No,
you guys,
like if they came in here today, y'all, mm-hmm. like, and this happens. I don't know. Like, I'm assuming you listen to other radio shows too. And there's some people that have become pretty successful by coming on and doing like the bit of the day. We play a game and then we do an entertainment report. And then we...
Which we do as well.
We do. But like, they don't share anything about their lives and they're not willing to get uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I can't... We're
uncomfortable every day.
If I felt comfortable... And I can't even like ask listeners to call in about comfortable topics. I don't like to feel comfortable. But it does cause a lot of issues.
Chaos.
My belief of what good radio is not a comfortable situation.
Yeah.
So constantly we're having to like protect that and defend that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard. Okay.
Like, but it scares me. It scares me being in spaces that maybe not everyone's doing that. Cause
yeah.
I don't know how to not.
Like okay. So just behind the scenes stuff really quick. We had a meeting with our consultant this week, and he was my dog is not doing well. And I talk about this on every other platform, so I'm not gonna spend a lot of time on it, but Kiki, my dog's not doing well, opened up about it on the radio show this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I had won a Marconi award. I felt like I was like, he was like, thank you so much. And I'm like, to me, it's like,
they're like, why wouldn't I talk about
why
that?
Would I not talk, like, how could I, what, my dog just supposed to die? Hey, let me tell you a story there really quick. Listen to this. I was up for a job in San Jose, near the squad.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Shout
Bay
out,
Area.
Out, baby. Yay Area.
Mix 106.5 actually in San Jose.
Aww.
Oddly enough. The guy, and God rest his soul, the guy that I was going to replace had cancer. Had cancer for like a year.
And nobody knew.
Died.
No.
Never said a word about it.
No. But I mean, with stuff like that, like maybe he couldn't talk about it. Maybe like work was his only escape. You get what I'm saying?
I just can't imagine. Because with the exception of some relationship stuff and some like really deep, dark shit and kind of what happened behind the scenes in my last radio station, I've shared everything.
You have shared all that. I think it's just the timing. You don't always share things like in real time. But
yeah.
Obviously, you know, you're just kind of like figuring it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
So there you go.
Thanks, Jess. That was literally, somebody remember episode, and if I have a bad day, say go back and listen to episode 78. It was pretty nice. All right. Let's talk about our shitty coworkers.
Let's get to the nitty gritty.
Both of Jess and I have run into two completely wildly separate issues at work this
mm-hmm,
week.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them happen to be kind
I can't, and honestly.
Who just walked in? No, you can't turn your head. You just jerked your head like somebody walked in.
I'm scared because honestly, I'm under attack at any moment.
Yeah.
Me, I'm literally living on the edge because I can potentially get into something at any moment.
I haven't asked, should we call somebody from an opposing or one of our sister stations to talk more about this, to get more insight? We don't even want to draw attention to this podcast episode.
Mm-mm.
So, Jessica, why are you uncomfortable with one of our coworkers this week?
Because apparently there has been this situation, beef has been created all because of a fucking chair. A fucking chair, people.
And y'all, it must be big now because external sources are coming to us asking about the chair beef.
And that pisses me off too because I'm just like, what are people thinking? Like if people think I'm like being a dick or because like whatever. So this is what happened. So I'm in a side studio and our building is like under construction right now. So all like in the last couple of weeks I've walked in and there's just like random shit in here. Mm-hmm. That's already like, I mean, whatever. I'm not tripping about it. I have a whole ass table and four chairs in here. I have the space for it. I'm minding my business. I literally don't give a fuck. However, there has been a chair put in the corner of my studio that had like a piece of paper on it saying like this belongs to so-and-so, don't move, whatever. I'm like, again, I don't care.
Yeah.
And it was sitting in the back of my studio. But then one day, Kramer and I are recording, and we actually were talking to my dad about something like pretty fucking serious.
Was it not the podcast?
It was on the Uncensored podcast. And if you were watching, you probably saw Kramer and I react. Obviously, you had to see us on video. We were like, what the fuck?
Because it was an intense moment of the show.
Yes, and that's why it pisses me off too. And he like barged in here and just fucking walks in, grabs the chair, and walks out and sees us recording. And for me, that pissed me off because I don't have an on-air sign, but like, I don't care. At least just something I feel like should be a mutual respect for all of us.
For the record, you do have an on-air sign.
Oh, does it work?
Let me check right now.
Okay.
This would have been the exact setup. Hang on, my flip-flops are off.
Yeah, tell me if
this
it's
would
on.
Be the exact setup. Oh, really?
Okay, so I thought I didn't have an on-air sign. If I do and it works, then
yes,
bitch,
I'm it's on.
Oh hell no, bitch. This it's just on. Got fucking real.
It's on right now.
Put on my Bad Girls music shit. Now I'm fucking
literally
pissed.
So this man would have walked up to your door and seen that on-air light, right?
So now I'm even pissed because I assumed that, you know, he didn't see it. Maybe he's in a hurry. But the fact that the light's on and he still walked in means he has zero respect for me, is zero respect for radio. Because here's my thing. I don't care if we don't know each other. And like, yes, Kramer and I have been here for a while, but we don't know everybody. That's fine. Like, day parts pass in and out, whatever, whatever, whatever. I just feel like there should always be a mutual respect. I would never, ever, ever, ever fucking barge into a studio
unofficial rule in radio that everyone just knows. Unless there's a fucking fire, don't you ever walk into somebody's studio when their light is on.
And also, it's like, even like just pushing the door wide open, that's hella loud. Like, you like creep. You like kind of creep and push in and see.
If there's a fire, you creep.
But
if there's a fire.
You know, and that really upset me because I, of course, take it personally. And I feel like it's a personal attack that he doesn't respect me and that he doesn't take me seriously because of my age, because he doesn't know me, because we're on the music station. All these things are running through my head and it really, really pissed me off. So he does that once, right? And leaves. So the next day, I fucking moved the chair out of here.
Yeah.
And I put it in there.
Yeah.
I put it in the other studio.
Put it in the main, I'm in the main studio, Jess in the side studio.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be goddamned if that man did not come in here.
Well, he came into my studio first,
looking for this chair again. Light, once again, same situation.
And I was recording commercials, okay?
But mic's still on. Mic light still would have been on.
Barged open.
Yeah.
And comes and he's like, where's the chair? And I was like, I moved it. And he's like, why? And I was like, because the last time you came in here, it made noise. And then he like huffs and puffs and like walks out. And I was like, it's in there. I can get it for you. But he couldn't go in there because they were doing construction or whatever.
Yeah.
So then I could have just left it in the hallway. I don't know why I didn't. But then I grabbed the chair and I went to go take it back to the station. And they were talking. So no, I didn't. I could have been super petty.
Should have barged
in. I could have been super fucking petty and like interrupted them, but I didn't. I go to their producer studio and I see that he's running the board. So I'm patiently waiting. I'm like watching him and I see that he's doing something. So I'm like waiting for him to be done. And I can tell that he feels me like watching him. So he looks at me and he's like, what? Bitch, the fuck do you, like, I'm sorry. Listen, I'm cool until I'm not fucking cool.
You gotta remember, she's from Stockton, California.
I was like, he needs his chair, it's right here. And then I left. And so now, a different chair is in here. And I've been using the chair.
Jess is sitting in the chair as we speak.
I'm sitting in the chair as we speak.
And by the way, there was a note. So keep in mind, come in the studio. I don't know when, because I just noticed it the other day. Come back in the studio. Is that the same chair?
I don't know. I think so. It's like a special chair. It's very comfortable.
Keep in mind, this is in Jess's studio, right? This is in Jess's studio.
This is my space.
And is it really her? I mean, whatever. It's the Mix 106.5 area, mm-hmm. right?
And they have just as much space,
thank you.
They have just as much space.
So literally, this man puts this chair back in here mm-hmm. and puts a note on it that said, don't touch this chair.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Is the note still sitting next to you?
Yeah, I just move it every time. What and then he signs his
what
name.
What does it say? I want the exact wording of this note. Y'all, this man puts it back in Jess's studio, and the note says what?
Please do not move. But then,
in your studio!
In my studio, I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, so then today I find out that now this has turned into a thing because someone else approached me about it in the common area.
Yeah, and he's like, so you're minding your own business.
Well,
actually,
business.
Let's fill in the blanks over here. So this has now been multiple days of chair drama.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like over it. Like, I don't, like it's upsetting Jess. It's annoying me. I go to our boss. I'm like, hey, this is so stupid.
It's the stupidest thing.
We have chair drama. Can you just like talk to their program director and just like, because I don't know this man. I don't want to.
Yeah,
we don't know this man.
But I hate it though. What I hate is like, I feel like no one knows my side. So on the outside, it just sounds like Jess doesn't want someone's chair in her studio. And I hate that because I feel like that's what they all think about me. And no one knows actually.
Adrian on our YouTube show says she's going to hop on a flight to Maryland and set the guy straight. That's right.
That's right.
Queen Pam says, oh no, fight is on.
You know?
It's true. So I go to our boss. I'm like, hey, listen, this is so stupid, but this is annoying. The dude's coming in the studio. We're recording stuff like multiple days now. This is just annoying. I need the chair out of the studio.
Yeah.
So I thought that was the end of it. Just minding your own business, walking down the hall of the day.
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
And someone approaches me and he's like, is there a chair situation going on?
And this is somebody like, not involved with it whatsoever.
And I felt like I had to defend my honor. I was like, listen, thank you for actually asking me because let me tell you my side of the fucking story. And I tell him everything. I was like, I don't have an issue. If you have to store something in there, it's fine. But don't barge in and make noise while we're recording. And I was like, I was like, why is it even in there anyways? And he goes, because he doesn't like anyone using his stuff. And I was like, well, I sit in it every fucking day.
Okay, that's fine. Then don't put it in the studio. Don't put it in our, that's fine. I get it. I'm a weird germophobic person. I get it. I feel weird talking the same mics as people. I get it.
But now, at any moment, he can walk in here and he's going to see me sitting in his chair and he's going to lose his shit.
And what are you going to say? You're going to say shit. You gotta say shit.
Like my jacket's on it and everything.
Why am I scared? Like, why am I scared about this?
I'm rubbing my head on it and everything.
No, rub your ass.
I'm just
rub your
sitting
ass,
on it.
Fart in that chair.
No.
Fart in that chair.
But
right
honestly,
now.
It's really comfortable. So I understand. But it's like, if it's that serious for you, then take it home and bring it back and like keep it next to you. I don't know. But and I just hate it. I hate it.
I wish that was the only coworker drama we had this week. Just know if we don't get renewed, this is why. This is 100% why. I have discovered some information. No. I innocently fell upon some information.
No.
About one of our coworkers.
I swear to God, if this is OnlyFans, I'm going to cry. Is it? No.
And I don't know. No. I don't know if I... Here's the thing. With people that work, we're cool with people, but nobody here am I like maybe Tom, our boss, could I be like, bro, what's this about? I don't know if I need to say anything or if I just leave it alone.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk after the break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, like if Tom had an OnlyFans or something, I'd be like, Tom, what's up? I saw your OnlyFans.
Ew. I don't want to see anybody on there.
Jess and I were talking about OnlyFans this week.
Yeah.
Worst comes to worst. Honestly, would any of you, let's just.
I'm so scared.
If Kramer started at OnlyFans, would any of you pay for it?
You're such a
like if I showed my butt hole.
You're so lame.
I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it just for the to see how many people would actually.
You're a psycho because you want to see how many people want to look at you.
Yeah,
you're fucked up.
Like I don't think that people would pay because they want to see it, but I feel like you couldn't not pay to not see it.
You're crazy.
You know what I mean? How would you avoid that? Mm. Anybody on the YouTube show? Would you pay $10 a month to see?
You cannot solicit your body on my fucking podcast. You're not. I'm not gonna let you solicit your body on something that my name's on.
Okay. What? Okay. How many? Honestly, let's guess a number. How many people do you think would subscribe to that? Honestly, even if it's just like just to like log in and just see it.
You are psychotic. What's wrong with you? Why do you care?
I'm just gonna have one picture of me bent over my butthole show, and that's
ew,
it.
Ew! Stop. I want to know the tea.
All right.
That's what I'm here for.
Here's what I told Jess. I will tell you this story. You can ask no follow-up questions.
Okay.
Because I do not.
I don't want to even be involved, so that's fine with me.
My only question is, do you feel like this is something that I should address with this person? Because maybe it's funny. Or maybe we're missing something here. Maybe this is their lifestyle. I don't know. I'm not even going to tell you if it's male or female. Mm-hmm. But I can firmly tell you that there's someone that we are fairly cool with that's in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I'll leave it at that. That's on a dating app. And I screenshotted it because I was going to send it and be like, ha ha ha. Isn't this so like what? Like, and then I was like, wait,
did you send it to them?
Not yet. Cause I'm like, I don't know. Is it like,
do you think they're being shady?
I think and it's like, it's this person's real name.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a different name or anything. Pictures seem fairly recent. But I'm like, I don't know. Maybe you can answer this question. And I'll tell you everything when the podcast is off. I just don't want it on the recording.
Okay.
If you were cheating on your partner, believe this as generic as possible, you wouldn't go on a
public
dating site, would you?
No. No.
Can anybody confirm or deny? I don't know. Most of y'all are married and stuff. I know most of y'all that are on here right now. But have you ever met somebody in a dating app and you found out they were actually having an affair? Because I don't think...
That's why it feels like hella public to me. Like you're just asking to get caught. Unless the other person isn't on social media.
But it doesn't even matter about social. I mean,
if someone else isn't like as, you know, like... I feel like for us, we're just, you know... We're on shit all the time. But if like someone else who like this isn't their life, this isn't something that they're obsessed with, and like they literally don't have social media, they're not on those platforms, they don't even understand those kind of apps, then that avenue would be easy to take.
If you're in a relationship, you're probably not going to be finding your partner on a dating app.
Yeah, okay? I would be pissed. But okay, because I'm trying to put myself in this position. Like, let's say if one of my friends sent a screenshot of Garage on a fucking dating app,
okay,
I would be mad, but I also know him to where it's like that's someone that would not remember to go and like take that shit down. You know what I mean?
Okay, possibly. Could be old.
Because that's his personality.
That goes through my head too. Could it possibly... Okay, wait, really quick. Megan on our YouTube show says, yes, I met someone on there once that was in a relationship, found out after the fact, of course.
Oh.
So we can't rule it out. Lynn says that maybe they deleted the app off their phone but forgot to deactivate the account. Possibly. It's
you
a
have
possibility.
To? Is that how those work?
Yes, because remember all the drama. I think you're working with my last radio show then. Remember when we made one for fun? It was like for a bit for the radio show, my last station. And then I just deleted the app off my phone afterwards. Mm-hmm. And then somebody said they found it. And then we called my ex-wife because we were like, ha ha. I was like, you don't think she'll care. Do you? And she was pissed. Like,
really?
Like on the air, pissed, uncomfortable. Yeah.
She was mad that you were on there.
Yeah.
And that you forgot.
Yeah. So like, that's a possibility.
She was mad at you because you forgot. Did she think you were lying?
I don't remember now. I just remember she was real and like not fake. Like it wasn't like
she was mad.
Like she was mad.
Mm-hmm.
It was like shortly after I got there.
Cause I'm trying to understand if you would be upset. So I'm trying to see it from that perspective where it's like, you want your significant other to like think about those things, like to automatically be like, I need to get my shit.
Well, you would hope.
Yeah.
Right? You hope they would like take it off.
But you deleted the apps though, right? Or no, they were still on your phone.
No, they were. No, the app was gone.
Oh, but
the
you
account
were still
apparently
on there.
Was still up. So then I had to download the app again, delete mm-hmm. the profile.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible. It's a possibility. But I don't know anyone that well here, but this person has been off of the market as long as we've been here. So that's a long time for like, at least that I know of. Okay. So then there's question number three, which is like, hey, listen, we're all about live your life.
Are they in an open relationship? They could be. I feel like that cannot be ruled out.
No, none of these can be ruled out. So like, to me, those are the three options that went through my head.
Yeah.
Are they cheating? Are they in an open something?
Or did
they just forget it and that's what it was? Now, if it's one or two, it's uncomfortable. If it's three...
It's not uncomfortable if it's an open relationship. It's not uncomfortable because that's their business.
If it's at work, this... I gotta be careful. It has nothing to do with work.
You're just... That just makes you uncomfortable?
Well, I'm just saying, like, for example, we're different. Like, you and I are very different. We just share everything. But, like, a lot of people don't share their personal life. And what happens outside this building, I mean, honest to God, if I think about it hard enough, like, and I don't know, I'd have to think about legality of this. Like, that could be considered sexual harassment.
What do you mean?
If I'm...
Oh, if you brought it up?
If I bring up, like, their...
Like, I found you on here?
I don't know. Now, this person, again, we're cool with them.
Yeah, but like lowest of keys,
lowest,
you mean?
With anybody in here, I feel lowest of keys.
Mm-hmm.
Mid to low keys here, right? Wouldn't you say? We're not like best friends with anybody here.
No, it's just like a nice work environment.
Very good, but like nobody that I feel like I could go to, with the exception of Tom, and say, hey.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true, though. Yeah, like do you have a right to like screenshot and be like, what's this? Because like, is it your business? No.
So here's the question.
And you might make them feel uncomfortable.
Because I had the screenshot. I thought it was going to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
But then I stopped myself because I was like, maybe this isn't funny.
Yeah.
Do I say anything or not? I'll tell you everything off the podcast.
Mm-mm.
Not a word.
No.
Now let's go to option three.
Like you should delete it off your phone now.
Let's go to option three.
I don't even think it should be on your phone. No, I'm scared.
What if they don't know it's up there? And they're like, oh my God, thank you so much. I had no idea. That one seems.
I don't know. Maybe. Well, what would the text be? LOL, look what I found. Like that it? Like that simple?
Probably eye emoji.
No. It has to be LOL, look what I found. The eye emoji feels like you're accusing them.
Let's go through comments on the YouTube show. And you can always call us, by the way. I was able to pay our phone bill yesterday. So you can call us again, 855-Kramer-Jess at any time and leave a voicemail.
Times are rough.
It's tough over here, folks. Jess.
Adrian
comment.
Says, I wouldn't bring this up to the person, too risky in terms of your job. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say anything. Yeah. Do we just mind? Maybe. Yeah. I think we got
Rosa.
Rosa says, I wouldn't say anything either. Tina, maybe they lost their wallet and their identity got hacked. Yo, hella people have been getting hacked.
That's what
though.
I'm saying. That's me.
That's true.
Have y'all seen OnlyFans with my face on it?
My friend just had to delete their Instagram account because they got hacked and someone was using all their profile pictures. Another friend of mine
That's true.
That could be your safe net.
That could be the fourth option.
That could be your safe net, though.
Person just being used? I mean,
no, seriously. I have two different friends who, like, someone is, like, straight up posting their pictures on a different fucking account, and it's creepy.
Yeah.
So I feel like that could be your safety net, possibly.
So I should be like, hey, did you get hacked? I don't know. I just feel like it could get shitty. Like, if the answer's one or two, it just could only get uncomfortable. If they don't, like...
No, I think if anything, if they didn't want to, like, share that information, they would just like, oh my gosh, you totally forgot that was
How about I tell you? You tell them.
No. I'm not doing it.
Feels like everybody's like, no, don't do it.
Yeah, maybe not.
All right.
Mind your business.
One day I'll tell the story. But today is not the day. We gotta go. We love you, sir. We're off schedule this week. Fine. Jess, where do we find you?
Just Do It. JessDuitt on socials and my podcast, Low Key.
Damn, what happens to somebody? Because Adrian just said too. She said spoof accounts are getting created too. Like,
the whole hacking thing has what been if really it's messy. Like, people have been hacking into everything, so that's actually a really good that's a possibility.
What if they're using it? It's like some kind of like weird blackmail trying to like screenshot to like, I don't know. This is getting carried away now. I'm That Guy Kramer on Instagram. You can find me on my Certified Mama's Boy podcast and check out the radio show. Love you, Queen Pam. You're the best. Goodbye, Adrian. Thank you. To anyone listening on the podcast, we love you. And we'll see you back here, sometime in the next week. Okay, bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.